Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jai Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Jaya Vishpad Paramahamsa Pravijakacharya Sotara Sata Shishi Madesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ke ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ke Jaya Vishpad Paramahamsa Pravijakacharya Sotara Sata Shishi Mad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ke Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ke Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ke Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Shad Goswami Prabhugan Ke Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindike Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Gir Govardhan Ke Vrindavan Dham Ke Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ke Jagannath Puri Dham Ke Gangamai ke, Jumanamai ke, Bhakta Devi ke, Tulsi Maharani ke, Sri Harinam Samkirtan Yagya ke, Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution ke, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ke, Samaveda Gora Bhakta Vrinda ke, Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Badle Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaur Mani Vachayane Nivishesha Sanyadi Paschatya Destaya. Hare Krishna. So, it's my great honor and privilege to be here in your company and to attempt to glorify the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada. It's also wonderful that Jivanath isn't here. What a horrible thing to say. But we don't have to listen to his hyperbole and what have you. Rajendra Nandana Das. I'll just share with you. Rajendra Nandana Das, an insignificant disciple of Srila Prabhupada, at best an imitation devotee, cheap imitation at that. And so I always ask for your blessings, the blessings of my spiritual master and the previous acharyas. Let's hope that they're merciful upon us. We're getting to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10. Chapter 9, Mother Yasoda binds Lord Krishna, text number 4 and 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'll read text 4. Tamstanya kama asadya matnantim jananim hari gahitva dhari mantanam nasadhat prittim avahan. Translation, while Mother Yasoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk of her breast, appeared before her, and in order to increase her transcendental pleasure, he caught hold of the churning rod and began to prevent her from chanting. purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna was sleeping within the room, and as soon as he got up, he became hungry and went to his mother. Wanting to stop her from churning and drink the milk of her breasts, he stopped her from moving the churning rod. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Mother Yasoda, in her transcendental parental affection, was so ecstatic to see her son coming to her. And when he grabbed the churning rod, she thought, oh, how clever is my son. And her bliss increased thousands of times simply by that little act of her son Krishna. So the next verse is, let's chant together. Tamanka arudam apaya tatstanam. Snehasnutam sna smitam ikshati mukam. Atriptam utsritja javena sayaya. Utsikshyamane pashasi twadishrate. Tamankam arudya apaya yatstanam. Snehasnutam sa smitam ikshati mukam. Atriptam utsritja javena sayaya. Utsikshyamane pashasi twadishrate. Can somebody chant that better than me? Tamanka arudam apaya yatstanam. Snayasnutam sa smitam ikshati mukam. A trip to Mootsrich Javena Sayaya. Uchit Yamane Pashasi Tradishrite. Thank you. Tamankamaru Dhamapaya Yatstanam. Snehasnitam Sas Mitamikshati Mukam. A trip to Mootsridja Javena Sayaya. Uchit Shamane Pashasita Vaishnavis. Tamankamaru Dhamapayatstanam. Snayas Nutamsa Smitam Ikshati Mukam. Atriptam utsritja javena sayaya. Utschitjamane payasi tradishyate. Tam unto Krishna. Anka arudham. Very affectionately allowing him to sit down on her lap. Apayayat, allowed to drink. Stanam, her breast. Snayastu snutam, which was flowing with milk because of intense affection. Sasmatam, ikshati mukam. Mother Yasoda was smiling and observing the smiling face of Krishna. Atriptam, Krishna, who was still not fully satisfied by drinking the milk. Utsritja, putting him aside. Javena, very hastily. Sa, Mother Yasoda, Yaya, left that place. Utsritjamane, Pashasi, because of seeing that the milk was overflowing. Two, but adrishyate in the milk pan on the oven. Translation. Mother Yasoda then embraced Krishna, allowed him to sit down on her lap, and began to look upon the face of the Lord with great love and affection. Because of her intense affection, milk was flowing from her breast. But when she saw that the milk pan on the oven was boiling over, she immediately left her son to take care of the overflowing milk. Although the child was not yet fully satisfied with drinking the milk of his mother's breast. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Srila Prabhupada. Everything in the household affairs of Mother Yasoda was meant for Krishna. Although Krishna was drinking the breast milk of Mother Yasoda, when she saw that the milk pan in the kitchen was overflowing, she had to take care of it immediately. And thus she left her son, who then became very angry, not having been fully satisfied with drinking the milk of her breast. Sometimes, one must take care of more than one item of important business for the same purpose. Therefore, Mother Yasoda was not unjust when she left her son to take care of the overflowing milk. On the platform of love and affection, it is the duty of the devotee to do one thing first and other things later. The proper intuition by which to do this is given by Krishna. Tesham satata yuktanam brajitam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite Bhagavad-gita 10:10. In Krishna consciousness, everything is dynamic. Krishna guides the devotee in what to do first and what to do next on the platform of absolute truth. Srila Prabhupada ki. Could we chant our prayers together, please? Om Gyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Siyuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagjatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karana Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhana Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakopa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, a little drop of nectar for you before I begin. Those who are going to go on safari know that it was canceled, coronavirus, etc. But the spiritual safari of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami will take place here in Mayapur. Shida Mayapur ke! From March 12th to 20th, it will include a Ganga Sunset Tour, a Goshala Seva, a Japa Retreat at the Jagannath Mandir, a special tour of the Temple of Vedic Planetarium, and Food for Life with magic and a puppet show. If you wish to participate, please contact Marichi Das or Marichi Prabhu today. Doesn't say how or when, but Where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah, Bangladesh Yatra's loss, our gain. Hare Krishna. Also, one Prabhu came up to me today, Sri Chaitanya Charanan. He's one of the biggest book distributors in the world. Can you imagine having that said about yourself? I can't imagine the mercy that he is relishing, that he is experiencing, and all that is yet to come. He asked for my blessings. I said my prayers to the deities, but I thought it might be nice if I asked all of you to chant one Maha Mantra for his blessings for continued, increased, enthusiastic service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada's Trans in a Book Distribution K. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, only those under the sway of prema can understand or talk about the remarkable actions of one impelled by pure love for Krishna. No one else can understand these matters. What to speak of me? But our spiritual masters, they've shared with us their realizations, and we can repeat those. We should be repeating them daily, this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. We should be hearing it attentively so that it can be impressed within our heart, on our mind and in our heart, so that we can become increasingly purified to share this same nectar and have the same effect on others, that they can catch this virus of Krishna consciousness. So, what's the deal? Mother Yasoda was breastfeeding Krishna as he wanted. And then the milk began to overflow on the oven. And immediately she put her child down and ran to get to the overflowing milk. Krishna didn't like that at all. He was not pleased at all. In fact, he was angry. Did Srila Prabhupada say very angry? Who became very angry, not having been fully satisfied with drinking the milk of her breast. So how do we understand that this was pure devotion on the part of Mother Yasoda? I mean, isn't it that devotional service, pure devotional service, is simply meant to please Krishna? Yes, with some purport. The best definition of pure devotional service is given by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Instruction, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadya navratam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uchate. So this is the definition of uttama bhakti. That's a term he came up with, evidently, according to His Holiness Shivaram Swami. And it has the first two lines deal with the indirect lakshanas or symptoms of pure devotional service, no gyan, no karma, no material desires whatsoever. And the second two lines deal with the primary characteristics or symptoms of pure devotional service. There are three in number. Krishna anushilanam, it means to be fully engaged in devotional service. For those who have love, that means 24/7, and there's not enough time in the day to do all the service that they lovingly want to offer to Krishna. Okay, certainly Mother Yasoda qualifies in that regard. The second quality is it's performed with an intent favorable to Krishna. This is anukulyena. And he was very specific about the word he chose. He didn't say pure devotional service is pleasing to Krishna. Krishna's not pleased here. He's very angry. But was this pure devotional service? It certainly was. And that's because her intent was to serve the Lord. Her intent was to please Krishna, her baby son. He's been accused of stealing from the other elderly gopis' homes, milk, butter, yogurt. What, he doesn't like my yogurt butter? What's the deal? So she, among all the cows in Nandamaraj, 900,000 cows, has 7 or 8 really special cows. These are rare, very special cows. The example is given, they are as rare as a white horse with one black ear. I guess that's pretty rare. And they would graze simply on the best grasses at this particular place in Govardhan, on Govardhan. And the milk that they would produce would be the best flavored milk there was in Vraj. And she personally wanted to boil that milk, turn it into yogurt, churn it into ghee, etc., etc., so that she could give it to Krishna. Now, it states in a purport that she didn't trust anybody else. These absent-minded girls, they let the milk overflow sometime. Now, I had to smile because, you know, that's what's happening with her. But she immediately put her child down, ran so that the milk wouldn't be wasted, one, and two, that it would be able to be offered to her son for his pleasure. So her intent was to please Krishna. Now, this is very important because if we said simply by pleasing the Lord, that's a definition of pure devotional service, there are several examples one could give of demons, people offering or doing something in relation with the Lord that pleased him, but they had no intention to please the Lord. And the one given is Chanura, a wrestler that Kamsa had ordered, you go in the wrestling ring and kill Krishna. And he was beating him to the best of his ability. Krishna's butter-soft body was being beaten by Chanura. Krishna loved it. He was able to relish the vira ras of heroism. You know, his friends can see, Balaram can see. What was that saying? Any Americans in the crowd? He was taking a licking, but he kept on ticking. Not that important. But he was pleased. But the intent of Chanura was not to serve Krishna, it was to kill Krishna. So Rupa Goswami is so expertly chosen the exact word to use, just like Srila Prabhupada in his purports, painstakingly praying for the Lord to reveal the exact word so that we would get it. So the third quality is that Krishna is the sole beneficiary of the activities, of the services. Now, when we say Krishna, we know that means Krishna's personal expansions. It also means his pure devotees, means his paraphernalia, and his transcendental abodes. Those are worshipable, and one should do so selflessly all the time. Now, in Anushilanam, the word Anu means that full engagement is in activities that are authorized by our disciplic succession. If the sadhus have not told us, do this, then we shouldn't be doing it. If the sadhus say, don't do that, and we're doing it, not a good idea. Of course, their instructions are simply based on Shastra. We're mentioning three of the foundations, the authorities that we have to follow. But I mentioned sadhus first because simply if I had said Shastra first to quote and to tweak a little saying by a famous British poet, both you and I read Bhagavatam day and night, but you see black and I see white. So there's so much going, reading of scripture in ISKCON, throughout the world, etc. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that it is the sadhus, the mahatmas, the devotees' behavior that shows us what is the purport or how to apply scripture. And I will never forget this when I heard that His Holiness Radhanath Swami said, you will not understand the teachings of Srila Prabhupada if you don't understand the life of Srila Prabhupada. how he lived his life, how he applied what he dictated and put in the purports of the Shastra. That's so important. Because sometimes when we quote scripture, we're quoting rules, do this, don't do that, and we bang it over the heads of devotees or people who are new in Krishna consciousness. Just like today, there was one of my Prabhus standing in the temple in front of Panchatattva like this, and I always remember my godbrother, Padmalochan, telling me, maybe I had done it one time or something. And he said, you know, there was a time in India where in some temples they would have taken you and thrown you out of the temple if you stood so arrogantly in front of the Lord like this. I mean, what kind of body language is this? One looks a little proud, doesn't he? We fold our hands. We're the humble servants of the Lord. So I didn't bang it over his head. Why are you sharing Krishna consciousness with others? To correct them? To chastise them? To be superior to them? We don't have a right if they don't accept our superiority. That's between them and the Lord. But I care. I care enough to share that nectar. Why don't you get a little more mercy if you let the walls down of pride, the walls of pride down just a little bit? Who knows what mercy Panchatattva can give you? So it was with a desire to help. And I think he took it that way because he smiled. So I was very happy about that. But anyway, Anu, we have to follow the authorities of our disciplic succession. And these full engagements, Srila Prabhupada would often talk about, it's a cultivation of devotion. And that cultivation of devotion has two aspects. There's the activities themselves, the services. And then there's the mood, the underlying mood behind what we're doing. Why are we doing what we do? It's so easy to miss that part of devotional service. Service, we can engage our body, our words. You know, just tell me how to be the windmill in the RT. I can do it. 7, 2, 3, 7, whatever. You know, I can be trained. But why are we doing the Artik? Why are we doing anything in life? In the lives of Mother Yashoda and all the Vrajvasis, everything they do is out of spontaneous affection and love for Krishna. To come to that point, we have to be trained. That's the process of Vaidhi Bhakti. And the wonderful thing about Vaidhi Bhakti in our disciplic succession, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, on down to our Srila Prabhupada, our Vaidhi Bhakti takes us to the feet of Lord Chaitanya, which allows us to enter into the most sacred realm of Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. Without spontaneity of love for Krishna, you're not allowed into the kingdom of love. It's only by the mercy of Prem Purushottama, Lord Chaitanya, can we be given that by his mercy and his representatives. And when we talk about this mood and being trained, then of course we refer to Rupa Goswami's law book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and he gives 64 items of how to engage in devotional service for those of us who don't have the spontaneous love. The first 10 are favorable. Do this. The second 10, don't do that. And out of the 64, the most important are the chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with the sadhus, worshiping, serving, bowing down to the deities, and visiting, residing in the holy dham of the Lord. Conscientiously. Sometimes we can take things for granted when they're done again, again, and again, and again. Or stay in one place for a long, long time. But if we associate with those who've got it, how unlimitedly fortunate we are. Mahabhagyavan, unlimitedly fortunate to be here, to be engaged in these activities that we may take for granted, we may perform mechanically, but these are all the activities of the Paramahamsas. No one told Srila Prabhupada to translate and write his commentaries at night. He sacrificed his sleep. He'd sleep 2 hours in the night, sometimes not even, so he could do this. No one told him to do that. He had to do it. His love impelled him to do it. His desire to please his spiritual master in Krishna forced him to do it. That's the power of love. And that's what's being offered to all of us. I heard Bhakti Vigyan Swami say, sometimes we hear that and think, oh, that's impossible. I couldn't get that. He said, bogus. This is what's being offered. Follow the instructions to the best of your abilities and simultaneously cultivate the affair of the heart, your loving relationship with the devotees to begin with. In the Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami's second verse, he says what not to do. Third verse, he says what to do. And what's the very next verse that he says? He says how to lovingly reciprocate with the devotees. Gives us six ways to show your love, to cultivate your love for the devotees. Minimum, you have to respect the devotees. It's the biggest test when we're now getting down to local time. Local time, K. When we have the festival time. I know many of us are really challenged because we're getting stepped on. For heaven's sake. I kicked Janani Vasprabhu paying the basis this morning when I was passing the ghee lamp around. I thought I'd made it to the finish line and looked like most of the devotees were pleased. Then all of a sudden, my foot's hitting him and I'm going almost like Kali. That was a visual. You missed it. I begged him, please forgive me. First words, oh God. Anyway. It's so easy to offend devotees. It's so easy to see them as a lump of matter and just push them aside. When we get off the neophyte platform, the bodily platform, Kanishtha platform, we don't see Prabhus as an obstacle to be put aside, to be pushed aside. We don't see Prabhus as inferior. Oh, those are visiting, I guess they're devotees. Those are villagers. I guess they're devotees. No, you don't have that mentality. Srila Prabhupada's in ecstasy to see this temple jammed, the grounds, the campus jammed with guests coming to get the mercy. He's in ecstasy. And anyone who wants to be a servant, a follower, and please him will develop his mood and follow his instructions. Enjoy local time while you can, because when this temple is opened, yesterday, the day before, is going to be the norm the first few years on weekends, and then it's going to be like that every day at some point. Hare Krishna. And those of us who remain stubbornly on the bodily platform of life are going to suffer, and our offensive mentality will probably spin us right out. It happens. We have to cultivate this intelligence that is Srila Prabhupada. It's very interesting. He's talking about pure devotees. They know what to do first and what to do second. They know priorities. They can juggle. Srila Prabhupada, I heard Harisari say on Gaur Purnima, Srila Prabhupada wanted to spread, I'm going to get the exact words as a sutra, I want to expand Krishna consciousness everywhere at once. Now to do that, you have to be divinely empowered. And he did the impossible. And the devotees, they asked when they were taking Prabhupada, you know, they were saying, we've got everything here on the skyscraper in New York City, the 11, 12-story skyscraper. All the programs you wanted instituted, they're happening right here. Do you have any other programs you want to install, institute, to begin? Prabhupada said, oh yes, I have many, many things to implement. And they were all hanging on his words waiting. Will you share with us? And tomorrow Krishna Maharaj asks, do you mind sharing with us what they are? Srila Prabhupada goes, or he goes, will you share with us what they are, Srila Prabhupada? He goes, no. And quoted Chanaka Pandit, if you reveal your mind, someone will come along, of your mind, plans of your that you have in mind, someone will come along and spoil them. Anyway, these desires, they become manifest in the surrendered followers and servants of Srila Prabhupada. From in the heart, this Tesham Satata Yuktanam verse is discussing this. It's interesting. I've always taken this verse, the emphasis being on, I give the understanding by which they come to me, Krishna speaking. Baladev Vidyabhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they put the emphasis on me. If you have, what is it? Priti Purvakam or Buddha Bhava Samanvatan. If you have that love, then you are getting Krishna. They emphasize you get Krishna. Mother Yasoda, she has Krishna. All of us, we want to get Krishna. So, for me, and we're just like, we're encouraged to use our intelligence. Siddhanta Baliya Chite Nakara Alas Ihahite Krishna Lagi Sudridna Manasa. This is, something we're encouraged. Discuss these things from different angles. Everyone has different realizations. Share them. Churn the nectar. So for me, that process by which they can come to me, the understanding by which they can come to me, that refers to Abhideya. That's what it sounds like to me. How do we become Krishna conscious? And I don't have time to read in the purport, but Prabhupada elaborates on that. Even if you don't have the love, then follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And in the beginning, we're meant to relish this service. Not that, oh God, do I have to do that? No, you don't. If you don't want to do it enthusiastically, and Prabhupada in the same nectar instruction defines intelligence as enthusiasm as activities done with intelligence. And this topic of intelligence is something else, but don't let me get distracted yet, please. In the beginning, we're meant to relish the service. If we will embrace our service, as our God brother who we last saw bathing, Panchatattva, Sridhar Maharaj. He would say, do something, find something you like and do it for Krishna. If you like to do something and then you do it for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees, you'll stick with it lifelong. You'll apply your intelligence how to improve, how to increase, how to bring others into the fold of that service. That's Krishna consciousness. It's Vaidhi Bhakti in the beginning. It's mechanical. But if the heart is put into it, I like doing this. I want to do it. Every time this one little Bengali brahmachari comes and asks, can I take the ghee lamp around? You're killing me. I'm here 2.5 months and you won't let me do it. And we have an elderly Prabhu who thinks I'm stealing his service. So thank you, my Prabhu, for sharing with me. But it's like we have to want to do it, put our heart into it, become dedicated, and share it with others. Now, this intelligence, enthusiastically, activities performed with intelligence. Srila Prabhupada in the purport is saying that the pure devotees, they have to understand what to do first, or they do understand what to do first, what to do second, etc. Just like when Srila Prabhupada built the lotus building, first building, and am I right, Janani Vas Prabhu? There was just the hut, then they built the lotus building, they put Radha Madhava in the lotus building, on the ground floor. Can you believe that? People were living above Radha Krishna, Radha Madhava, and some of his contemporaries, his god brothers, were criticizing. He said, no, we're going to be building a temple 100 feet tall. That was his intention, his plan at the time. We can't do that right now because we want people to come to Mayapur. And if there's no facilities, if this lotus building guest house isn't built, then where will they stay? And the deities, they are here, obviously, and we will build them a wonderful temple. In fact, that's another quote of Hari Sari's I heard the other day in a letter wherein he wrote to a god brother saying, "Now, when Lord Chaitanya is pleased, it will be done." Meaning this wonderful temple coming up. So you can bark, you can criticize, you can easily find plenty of dark spots on the moon of ISKCON and those in it. But if anyone thinks that this isn't pleasing Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya isn't pleased to let us have come at least this far, I pray for you. It's sad if you can't see how the Leela of Lord Chaitanya is manifest right now. When we heard Mahavishnu Swami yesterday, the purity, the enthusiasm, the dedication, the addiction to sharing the holy names with others, that's Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela. That, as one of my Prabhus said yesterday, that was the mood in the beginning of ISKCON. And sometimes we miss it. For him to have to say, "And don't let your temple presidents discourage you from going out on Harinam," that's saying something. We got a lot of different ways to be engaged. But the essence is developing this love that Mother Yasoda has, following in her footsteps. It's in our heart, but having it uncovered. And it doesn't happen if we don't want it. So we have to hear about it. And we have to cultivate that desire. "Oh my God, I'm a midget trying to grab the moon." Short person, whatever the polite way of saying. Horizontally challenged bodies. Trying to grab the moon. Can't do it. No, we can't do it on our own. But we can when we get the mercy of the devotees, of the gurus, of Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva. We shouldn't have any doubt in that. Now, this intelligence. So Prabhupada, he built the lotus building, other things come. Now, wonderful, wonderful temple that we have here. No question. But now this temple, oh my gosh. So everything is unfolding, the desires of Srila Prabhupada. And at the heart of it all, he wants us to become Krishna conscious. Last class I quoted Prabhupada in the purport saying, first we have to surrender, lovingly surrender to Krishna, then we have to lovingly perform devotional service. One is of the heart, I'm offering my life to you. The other is engaging one's life in the Lord's service. This verse, Jnana Karmadya Navartam Anukulyani Krishna, that verse, I want to read this one purport, one line. Ah, it's on the phone. Listen to Srila Prabhupada. Rupa Goswami's definition of pure devotional service speaks solely of the constitutional nature of the living entity as an eternal servant of Krishna. It does not cater to the designations of the soul acquires in contact with the material modes of nature through the gross and subtle bodies. In other words, pure devotional service is on the spiritual platform. Mamchiyo bhyavicharina, bhakti yogena sevate, sagunun samititaitan, brahma bhuyaya kopote. You can be a pure devotee. You can render pure devotional service even on the Kanishtha platform if you allow yourself to be fully engaged and you want to please Guru and Krishna. You don't have to have the love developed. It will in time. But because Guru, one who has the love, Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, all of his followers, they may or may not have the love, but they are directing us through the medium of Prabhupada's instructions and example. And being connected to the Vrajvasi, to the dear devotee of Shishi Gorni Thai, he takes it and he can personally offer it to the lotus feet of the Lord. We get the benefit. Realization? No. But benefit, yes. But this will turn, it's through the transparent via medium, that mystery Janivas Prabhu likes to read in that one purport. Any pure devotee can directly offer service to the Lord, but it's always through the transparent via medium of the spiritual masters. So anyway, Maharaj was talking about, let's get on the spiritual platform. If we're not on the spiritual platform, we have so many more obstacles in our path. We're making it hard on ourselves. All we're doing is clinging on to miseries. This body, my goodness. Let me just give the example last night. It's getting a little cooler in the evening, or it's still a little cool, right? You have the windows open. So I'm a tall body. And my blanket, it'll come up to about here. But sometimes you want to just really, you know, snuggle on the blanket. Now when I pull it up like that, now my feet are exposed. I wake up cold. Then I cover my feet. Now I can't win. And that's what Maya is. It is the false promises of happiness. That's all it is. It's a sham. It's a scam. And we're the fools to fall for it since time immemorial. But if we give up those desires, like the definition of pure devotion, okay, at least back shelf them. If we realize they're stupid and do our best just to serve the devotees, serve the gurus, serve Krishna, then those things automatically, the positive eliminates the negative. Krishna never forgets what you want. And he gives you what you want. So many times we've heard, oh, you remember you wanted this? You wanted to rule the kingdom, Dhruva Maharaj? Here, take it for 40 some odd thousand years. Intelligence. You want to know what intelligence is? What to ask the Lord or the spiritual master for. And to understand that, just look at any of the examples, any of the pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply ask for devotional service. Service to the spiritual masters, to the devotees, and to the Lord. Just ask for that. And you will, as Jayapataka Swami is quoting a lot, seeing that he's tasting it, Anandir Simanai, Ananda Simanai. There is no limit to the bliss in chanting Hare Krishna or in serving Krishna. There is no limit. We're simply blocking ourselves. So, use your intelligence. It's God-given, but there's a shortage of it, actually. When Prabhupada was on the planet, he said, Rameshwar Prabhu, he has a little intelligence. And we're talking about our august leaders at that time. These were the movers and shakers that were going around the world and spreading Krishna consciousness. But sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say, your brain is full of cow dung. Or lovingly, chastising a devotee who could take it, who needed to have his false ego trampled upon, broken, to be told by Srila Prabhupada, you're useless. Of course, the next minute, Prabhupada could give a big smile and show you, I said it out of love. And the devotee would take it and do their best to become useful in the hands of the spiritual master, to be conscientious, Krishna conscious, attentive to details, attentive to the mood, everything. Will this movement go on, Srila Prabhupada asked? Yes, by expert management and intelligence. And Vaisheshika Prabhu was the first one I ever heard say, that means spiritual intelligence. If we're not, once again, on the spiritual platform, where you understand your eternality, where you can actually understand that you are a tiny, insignificant soul, thereby, why would I push anybody else? I'm so fallen, to quote Prabhupada, rotten and fallen. Please just accept my service. Please accept whatever little, meager service I can offer. That was the mood of Srila Prabhupada, and he's trying to implant that upon us. Because it is the realization of eternality when you understand you're eternal. The servant of Krishna. Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. King Kulak Shekhar says, Britya seven times. Serving the servant, servant, servant. Unlimitedly. When we realize that, and on that platform begins the blossoming of love. I'll quote Prithu's story because I love it so much. He had made the board like this thing. He had the departments listed. He had the names of all the devotees, and he was moving it around for the duties of the day. Srila Prabhupada came in and said, what is this? What are you doing? And he explained, And Prabhupada liked it. He kind of started moving some names around. And then he said, but this will all fail if you don't have love and trust for each other. You know, I can only speak from my own experience. Male ego, male body, that's my conditioning. We tend to think ourselves a doer. We tend to think ourselves intelligent. We tend to think, you know, Ishwar Bhav. And Krishna consciousness is often taken to be a heady thing. But ultimately, we have to transcend that. Intelligence is to be used in the service of the Lord. But if you're simply depending upon your own intelligence, then nayamatma pravachena labdo namedayana bahuna shutena yamevaisha vrinute tena labyas tashaisha atma vrinute tanum swam. You won't get Krishna by your expert explanations, by your vast intelligence. And Prabhupada, he put it out in black and white. How much intelligence do you have? Not even by much hearing do you capture Krishna. He's only attained by one who he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. And we know that Krishna chooses through the medium of his devotee. The devotee has the bhakti. Yasoda Devi has the bhakti. If you want to develop that affectionate in a parental sense, on the bodily platform, at best, it could be sentimental, such desires. But Srila Prabhupada does say that in the transcendental realm, Rupa Goswami says, in the transcendental realm of Raj, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya or God realization when one is a siddha purush or a spiritually perfect soul. The perfection of bhakti is when one feels separation from Krishna. That's what we're being offered here. At least we can develop love for each other if we realize the benefit, the self-interest in it. You know, we have to get started somewhere. But try to respect, try to cultivate loving relationships. When you've developed love for your spiritual master, he is at least a follower of a Vrajvasi, Srila Prabhupada. Certainly, Srila Prabhupada, follow their instructions, their example, and then we'll be, you know, taken by the hand. It will be given. It's a descending process. It will be revealed, this love within our heart, and the stages leading to it. So, because of time, I think I will stop there. Are there any questions or comments? Here's a microphone if anybody. Aibo Mataji, push the red button for her.
So you are talking about a loving relationship among devotees, and that was the mood of Prabhupada. So what to think and what to do when you see some authorities, so-called authorities or leaders, having a mood of exclusivism, banning and not accepting devotees, not trying to unify. So a mood of exclusivism. How do you deal with this?
Not in ISKCON. Come on. No, seriously. They are high words that I'm speaking. At best, I'm trying to practice. I aspire. Certainly I aspire. For what I've shared with you. But when we see such prabhus, we should respect them, learn from them indirectly. I don't want to be that way. I don't. They're miserable. Whatever they may project, they're miserable. the weight you carry in a managerial position and not getting that you're the servant of the servant, it can crush one. You should respect and you should pray for them. I can say this much, I do this much if you want to take it on. I pray for several devotees by name. I pray for our leaders as a whole. I pray for all the preachers of this movement, big, small, and in between, their friends, their associates, their family members, their disciples, and their detractors. May the envious be pacified. Pray for them. It's very purifying. And who knows? There might be something that, you know, the spiritual master notes and, yeah, okay. There's a lot of power in prayer that sometimes we don't practice it enough. But that's my answer to you. Does that make sense? It's certainly a lot better than carrying around the... You see it? So what? It's between them and Krishna. It may not be hard to forgive, but if we don't forgive, then we carry the... You know, when it says the exact translation that discuss these things threadbare, it helps you develop your attachment to Krishna. That Siddhanta Balaya, a sincere student should not neglect the discussion of such conclusions, considering them controversy, for such discussions strengthen the mind. Thus one's mind becomes attached to Sri Krishna. So these controversial subjects aren't the downfalls or your disagreements with somebody's understanding of Prabhupada's instructions or even a very poor example of being a devotee. You know, honestly, it's not, I mean, we should look at ourselves first, but just because I put on this tilak in the morning and have neck beads doesn't mean that I'm a devotee. So we pray that everyone can become devotees. Prabhupada wants that. That's the mood of Nityananda and Chaitanya. Devotees like Mahavishnu Swami yesterday, so many devotees. That's who we should hanker to have the association of, to hear, to serve. Churn the nectar. The controversy. How is it that Ramananda Roy fainted when he saw Radha and Krishna come together? Vishakha, she's seen that before in Nidavan. How does that happen? Why does he become shocked and faint? Or how is it that Yasoda making Krishna angry is pleasing him? Or she's not pleasing, but how is it pure, loving, devotional? Discuss the nectar. Leave the other side to, you know, people who want to carry the heavy burden. Is there any other question or comment? Another Mataji? My wife being burned doesn't like that term. Another Vaishnavi right here? Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the class.
Speak up, please.
Thank you for the class. I was wondering about the six living... out of the six living exchanges of devotees... I was wondering about the revealing one's mind to another devotee.
What's the way? You got a little mumble on the altar. So loudly.
About revealing one's mind to a devotee.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, I have my own interpretation of it, but I don't know really how to what it means.
Well, revealing the mind, revealing the heart, that should be pretty simple. It is what it says. But who you reveal your mind to is what's really important. First of all, we aren't meant to, we shouldn't, some devotees just want to treat you like a garbage can. Just come, and they just pour their crap on you. Not that they're submissively looking for guidance, not that they accept you as someone who actually cares and wants to help them, but some people have that. They're always like, you know, respect those devotees from a distance, but don't reveal your heart's contents is the most valuable thing you have. Because hopefully we're talking about our devotion for Vaishnavas, gurus, and Krishna. So one you can trust. You know, we talk about leaders. We should be saying managers. Leaders, they love. They serve. They may or may not be intelligent in management, but people will follow them no matter where they go or what they say because they know that person cares for me. That person has a link. He's connected. I want what he or she has. So if you can trust somebody, then reveal your heart. Because sometimes the challenges of life They can seem overwhelming, but you're not alone. The human experience is basically the same for everybody. Maya has a deck of cards, call it 52 cards, and she deals it out to everybody. There's nothing new under the sun, trust me. Everybody, it just comes in little different flavors. It seems new because it's with new people or down the road a few years. Like I was going to say, one thing about off the bodily platform, sharing Krishna consciousness. In Bhaktisiddhanta's time, they were taking Vaishnavas to be Brahman Vaishnavas and Shudra Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada's time, those not on the bodily platform would criticize, oh, that's Western Vaishnavas and Indian Vaishnavas. Now it seems like the same card, just a little bit different in the delivery. We have men Vaishnava and women Vaishnavis. You know, the pure devotional service, I read the quote, it has nothing to do with the body. Not the bhakti. Certainly not the Shuddha bhakti. It's on the spiritual platform. Prabhupada said he was Samadarshana, and you know what he said about Samadarshana? I'm Samadarshana. He was asked, you know, do you have that quality? Prabhupada said, yes. I see that I want to share Krishna consciousness with everyone. So what's keeping us from becoming Krishna conscious? I'll end on this note because of the time. I don't want to abuse you or displease anyone. It's offenses. Offenses, they drag us down. They keep us tethered when the devotional creeper could be going. You know, the weeds of bhakti often look like devotional service. You know, somebody's doing all the right things, but why are they doing it? And why are devotees discouraged when they do it or when they implement their version, their attempt at serving Srila Prabhupada in this mission? Sometimes they look just alike, but one has to hear from the sadhus, the gurus, and the shastra. And if one is sincere and serious in one's intent, then one knows what is what. Krishna shares. It becomes revealed. And we don't become victimized. So, obstacles. I said I'd end, but do you want to hear this one little definite, the six kinds of offenses to devotees? Because that's what I mainly focus on. Do you want to hear it? And then I'll end. Six ways you can offend the devotees. Skanda Purana. Okay. To kill a devotee. Now you laugh, but that's happened in the history of ISKCON. It was over a disgruntled devotee criticizing someone who was senior and a leader and a spiritual master, quote unquote, killed. It happens. Believe it or not, everything in the scripture, it's there for a reason. Don't kill, please. I don't care, you know, what they've done to you. Two, to blaspheme a devotee. Man, is the internet the fertile ground for that? Somebody hears something and then they repeat it. Worst thing you could do. Unless you've seen firsthand, you don't know. And even when advanced devotees do sometimes, generally neophytes never understand the advanced devotees. We say ahead of their time. They're not ahead of the time. They're just ahead of the pack because their advancement in understanding the mood of spreading Krishna consciousness. Whatever it takes, they'll do to spread Krishna consciousness. That's those who've understood the mood of the spiritual master. Bona fide spiritual master has the overwhelming desire to see everyone become Krishna conscious. So often they're criticized. To envy a devotee. Sounds harsh. I've heard my godbrother say, yeah, when I joined and after I started getting a little this or that, my leader tried setting me up. He was challenged. I mean, it happens even among senior devotees. Envy. That's where we whitewash it, calling it politics. You know, Indra is one of the biggest GBC in the universal management of the universe. We see his example. Uh-oh, he's done how many Ashwamedha Yajnas? Man, I better steal that horse. I don't want my position taken. It cripples your devotional service. To get angry at a devotee. What's that? Oh, yeah. To get angry. How easy is that? In the bodily platform, it's very easy. Why? Because we're puffed up. guaranteed. To the degree we're in the bodily platform, we're proud. I'm the best devotee. I should be first. I'm better. You know, it's horrible, this disease. So easily I can get angry at a devotee. To fail to offer respects to a devotee. Bhakti Dear Damodar Swami, years ago, pulled my ear on this one. And to this day, I follow it. You see a sannyasi the first time of the day, I would go like this. What is this? You know, this Hindu namaskar. Now, what is it? Now, they may be advanced, they may not. Prabhupada in one place says we should offer respects to the Mayavadi sannyasis. Bow down. Or I remember Janani Vas Prabhu having a dream where he'd see the devotees all come and do the hatchet obeisances. You know, the hatchet devotee, you just get down and get up. Was there any devotion in that act? Did you put your heart into it, or was it mechanical? We should be aware of these things. So, failing to offer respects, and here's the good one, not to feel joy. The word joy was used. Not to be happy when you see a devotee. Spiritual platform, that isn't there. They're part and parcel of Krishna. They're the family of Krishna. What's not to like? What's not to be happy? So anyway, those are six ways we can offend devotees. Chaitanya Bhagavat, boy, if you read that again, 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 Vrindavan Das Thakur hammers, don't offend the devotees. Worst thing we can do for our devotional life. Is that good enough, revealing one's mind and confidence? Pick who you want to share your thoughts with. If you can find someone, and I went for years without having a Siksha Guru. Now I have tons of them because I've given up a certain wall and some pride, and evidently the effect of some offenses were negated. Where now I look forward to taking shelter of so many wonderful examples of service to Prabhupada. And they're all equal manifestations of the Lord, Dikshan Siksha Gurus. Srila Prabhupada ke, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ke, Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ke. Now I know Parikram's over, the festival's over, but how about one last time? Go! Panchakapatrubhyascha kripasindhubhyascha patitanam pavne vaishnavayam.